It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is a foggy night in Mobile, Alabama, and the traffic was not cute on the way in. I'm Jennifer Boozer. I'm your host. I am the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. We are located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and also in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. We're open 7 days a week in downtown and 6 days a week in West Mobile. And our phone number is 251-255-5155. And we will be launching our brand new shiny rebuilt, actually a new website built from scratch in just a couple of days. We attempted to upgrade the website we had and it was a nightmare. So we just started from scratch and we will have a much nicer, much more efficient website. So if you will look for our Facebook page announcement on that when it is ready, you can go to cannabama.com. You can order products, and you can see information about each of the staff members, watch some promotional video about who we are and what we do, and there's lots of good frequently asked questions and information and all the press that we've done, lots of good stuff, and get in contact with us. And then also, this week, we are finally anticipating the launch of the new CBD delivery app, Vento, which you will be able to download on the Apple Store. It won't be available for Android until March, but if you have an iPhone or an iPad or any other item, you can download the Vento app. Go on there just like you order food on DoorDash or Waiter. You can order your CBD products from Cannabama, pay for them, and have them delivered to your home, your office, wherever you're at in under an hour, just for a fee. So we're really excited about that. We will be the only business in South Alabama to have that service. And so we're excited about that finally being ready to go. Tonight, it's a weird show, admittedly. You know, last week we talked a lot about the break-in that we had in the downtown store at Cannabama and kind of the crazy ridiculousness of, A, we got robbed, B, they were terrible robbers, and luckily they didn't get anything from the store of value, and they just, you know, damaged the window, which of course we have to pay for. But after that, I started getting phone calls. And so I have two guests tonight that are also CBD store owners here in Mobile that I have gotten to know recently, and they have had some similar issues. So right now I want to introduce our first guest. His name is Brandon Taylor. Brandon, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer.
Brandon owns a store on Sage Avenue called American Cannabis Company. When did you open, Brandon?
Yes, well, thank you for having me, first
You're
of all.
Welcome.
Yes, so we opened back on June 10th of 2019.
Okay.
Was our initial opening date.
Okay. All right, so you've been here a while.
Yeah, I've been here a few months, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So tell us, before we talk any more about your business, and we'll get to that, tell us what happened to you on the night of December 30th.
So, yes, so on December 30th, around 1:52 in the morning, to be exact, we had a break-in. So we had an individual that essentially busted our front door, our front glass door, utilized a bat to break the glass and then enter into our retail store, essentially broke in and got a few of our products, busted one of our glass displays, and took pretty much everything that was in the case and jetted right on out the glass door that he broke into.
Wow. I saw the video.
Yes.
I mean, he was really going for that display case.
He was, yeah.
I mean, he had, like, some anger issues going on. He was taking it out on that case.
I think he was. I mean, he had three shots at it, and on the third one, he finally busted through. And,
yeah, I imagine he was sore, but I guess he had some CBD to rub on it later, huh?
I'm sorry.
Exactly. I'm sorry. It's not funny, but you have to laugh.
You have to. Hey, if you saw the video, which you did, you probably remember how clumsy.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was a bloopers there for a minute.
Well, right. Like, where are these people, you know, are they just watching bad movies? Like, they pretending they're in Ocean's 11 or something? It was like Ocean's -4. It was bad.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, well, it was ridiculous the way it happened with mine. So that robbery hurt.
It did. Well, let me tell you, not only did it really have an impact in our business, but, you know, it gave us a different feel on how we need to probably step up our security layer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? Me too. I know. I was thinking I need to get more cameras. I need to do this. And thinking that my insurance policy would cover, you know, the damages. And then when I figured out that I wasn't going to meet my deductible, I was like, well, shoot.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, you know. It's hard. I know. For me, I'm sure your business is the same. You know, in retail, the markup on most retail items is a lot better than what we can afford to charge because we pay so much for our products that we can never do what normal retail does in order to make a profit. So I know my profit margin is very, very slim. And also so that my customers can more easily afford the products, because even with a slim profit margin, it's still, you know, some of them are very expensive, and so it is extra hard when something unexpected like this happens. You know, you never expect to have to be out hundreds or thousands of dollars for nothing, you know.
Absolutely.
And no one cares. No one cares. Not even your expensive liability policy that you pay for.
That's right.
And I actually called about mine and did not elect to make a claim, but they made a claim for me anyway. And I called them today. I was like, you will not raise my rates because I did not make a claim. Yeah. You know, why would I make a claim and not get anything out of it and then raise my rates?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
So, how long did it take to clean up? What did you have to do? What about your case?
Yeah, well, let me tell you. You know, it happened at 1:52, so I immediately showed up at the place.
Right.
Of course, I had nothing open at 2 o'clock in the morning, New Year's Eve.
Right.
So, you know, there I was with nothing. Yeah.
We used cardboard and duct tape.
Well, let me tell you, that's exactly what we ended up doing.
Yeah.
And, of course, that whole effort lasted till about 6:30 in the morning.
It took us 7 hours.
So, yeah. So, by the time we finished, you know, it was almost time to get up to open the shop,
right?
But yet we were found with a problem that essentially made us have to close the next day. So there goes
whole
day, and of course New Year's Eve being one of the biggest days,
right? Of course,
yeah. So yeah, it had a major impact. The case is currently being investigated. I don't have any leads yet.
Yeah, so no one got caught.
No one got caught in this case. No,
did
not yet.
You have any facial video?
Yeah, we have facial video. We have a really decent camera system. So the actual video has been provided to the local investigators. So
right.
The hope is that they'll use facial recognition to try to find out who the individual was.
Right.
And maybe to even find a connection to all the other establishments that suffer the same.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And speaking of which, what he's referring to is that he and I are not the only ones. So your robbery was about 5 days before mine, and right?
Yes.
No, 6 days, something like that.
I was on the 30th of December. So
right,
yeah.
Mine was after midnight on the 6th. So
yes.
Just barely into the 6th.
Right.
So that's kind of weird, you know, but I guess you probably wouldn't think that that was anything too terribly, you know, hanky. But right. That's, you know, two in a week, basically. I guess maybe I know that sometimes in legal states, they have a high rate of robbery in cannabis because cannabis businesses are cash only, and they're notoriously holding a lot of cash, and that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we don't do that at all. But anyway, I just wanted people to be aware of what's sort of happening. And when we talk to our next guest in a few minutes, you know, I think it'll all start to come together. And then with the information that I also have to add to that concerning other owners, it's getting a little weird out here. Are you guys recovering?
Well, we're trying to recover. You know, we hope that that our security steps help us bring a better layer of security into our business. And, yeah, we hope to move on from there.
All right. Thanks for being with us, Brandon.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer. We were just speaking with Brandon Taylor, the owner of American Cannabis Company. He is located on Sage Avenue in Midtown, and you can find him on Facebook and Instagram. He had to go, so he's not here anymore. But I just want to mention now, before we get started with our next guest, we are open to taking calls if anybody would like to call in. Of course, you know, if anybody has any information about any of these situations, that would be fantastic. But if not, you have questions, give us a call, and we will I'll get that number for you because I just totally blanked. Charlie, I need that number. anyway, so
it's
we're
real
gonna...
easy, Jennifer. 343-0106.
Okay, 343-0106. See, and it's been a crazy day.
And you got to call her before you go to your guest.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and go to a call. Hello,
hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is a mad trucker.
Okay.
Look, this CBD, you know, you had your break-in and all. This truck stop that I stop at across. Up in Bruton, they sell marijuana, non-THC marijuana, and green buds. It smells like marijuana, and it looks like marijuana. And the old lady told me in there, she said she can't keep it on the shelf.
Right. That is
why?
Not marijuana.
Why? It's not. Why? It didn't get you high.
It's, okay. It's hemp flower, and essentially the same thing. It is the flower bud from the Cannabis sativa L plant. The difference is what you're talking about when you say marijuana is illegal, A. B, it's high in THC, which is the component in cannabis that creates a high, okay? And it's
yeah.
Very low in CBD, which is the medicinal, anti-inflammatory property of the plant. Naturally, they breed it to increase the THC and decrease the CBD because CBD actually counteracts the high part, but it is very medicinally valuable. In the hemp plant flower, it is the opposite. It is very high in CBD and very trace amounts of THC. So there is a trace amount in the flower that you're talking about. And it is not enough that you would ever have any cognitive impairment, but it does have medicinal value even in trace amounts. The CBD being high is great for pain and discomfort. It's great for mood. It's great for sleep. It balances the brain chemistry, organ function, immune system, hormones, all the systems in the body. And it basically allows the body to flush out the inflammation that is built up in the body, causing all pain and disease. So all pain and disease comes from some sort of inflammatory response in the body and a buildup of inflammation from our diet, our medicines, our stress levels, you know, heavy metals and toxins. And so when you, the more that stuff builds up in your body, the more health problems you have, the more stiffness and pain you have. And it keeps your body from being in balance and able to heal itself. So a lot of people are skeptical.
Such good health. Smoking
what?
The peace pipe.
I'm sorry?
It might be why Indians were always in such great help because
you know,
they're
I'm
always
convinced.
Smoking the peace pipe.
I'm convinced that that was what was in the peace pipe because it relaxes you, it helps you feel good, and it calms you, and it's just really nice, but you're not impaired, so you can have these... So the Indians could have these negotiations or talks about war and peace without being out of their heads. So I definitely believe that, that hemp was in the peace pipe.
I just wanted to ask you something. And MD, the mad trucker, apparently got out of range and his phone dropped out. But did he say that that was a smokable product that they were selling?
Absolutely,
at the
yes. We sell
so
a
I'm
ton
wondering
of it.
If somebody... smokes that because it had the word marijuana on it. That
oh, nobody
they, maybe,
would put the word marijuana on it. They'd be crazy to do
well,
that.
Well, maybe they just think they get high.
Right. Well, you know, I've had a couple of customers that are like, man, that was awesome. I got high. I was like, you did not get high. Calm down.
Yeah.
And they were like, I feel so good. I said, that's exactly right. I said, it helped your brain chemistry to balance out. It calmed your mood. It helped with your achiness. You're not used to feeling that good physically and still being able to have a good lifted mood but not be impaired. I said, it feels good, but it is not impairing. That's the difference. THC keeps you from being fully cognitively functioning, okay? It impairs your ability. It makes you paranoid sometimes.
Sure.
Or a lot of people, especially now that THC is so high in marijuana products, they've really kind of overshot it, in my opinion. There's no balance. And if the one word associated with cannabis is balance. Everything needs a balance. That's why one-to-one ratio products are the absolute best, especially with illness.
So but if it's CBD, you're not going to get high.
The high CBD flower, no, you're not going to be impaired. In fact, you can be mentally sharper because a lot of focus issues and then anxiety issues cause you to not be able to focus and are very distracting, even memory things like that. You know, just the ability to, okay, I'm calm, I don't have to worry about that, and I can focus because I'm not foggy. And it can actually make you more creative, more productive, and sometimes even stimulate the brain in a way that gives you more energy.
I love it when truck drivers call because they give us reports from far, far away
places.
Oh,
yeah. Well, look, you know, I tell people I get a lot of skeptics. And so I actually love skeptics. And I tell my biggest the people that are the biggest skeptics when they come in, I tell them, look, if you are worried about it, buy a gram, take it home, try it. If you hate it, I will give you your money back tomorrow. No questions asked. And I've never given anyone their money back. They do come back, though, but they bring four of their friends and say, this is the place I told you about. This is the lady. And then they're like shocked that there's a chunky 41-year-old soccer mom at the cannabis store. That's my favorite. But and then they're loyal customers, like to the death loyal customers, because it is something they don't have to worry about getting arrested for. It meets, I mean, most people that smoke weed are doing it to self-medicate. And they don't even when they think they're just getting high with their friends, it is all cannabis use is medical. So anyway. Try some flower if you haven't ever before. It is not marijuana. And if it says marijuana on it, run. We try to distinguish. That's why we use the word flower. Anyway, so, okay, now we're going to talk to another CBD store owner here in Mobile. I want to welcome to the show Kendra Kimball. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Kendra is the owner of Canna Benefits on Schillinger. Tell us exactly where on Schillinger, because I'm on Schillinger too, but the opposite end.
Opposite end, right, right. We are actually located at 951 Schillinger Road North, Suite C. We're right down from the flea market.
Right, that's so what I always tell people, down
end.
By the flea market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love your sign too. The leaves in the words. That's cute.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, that is definitely cute. I know you got to stick like a low key. That was my logo. I was like, I need like a sort of kind of flower in there, but you
right,
know,
mm-hmm.
not freak people out. Yeah. So tell us when you opened.
We opened the beginning of June of last year, 2019.
Right.
And so we've only been in We've only been open for a few months now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it.
Right.
Locations is great.
You had a good reception with your neighbors. I know you're in the little strip with several other businesses.
Right. Yes. Yes. So the business next door actually is a mobile mobility place.
Uh-huh.
And they get a lot of older people.
Right.
And that's who I try and target, just because they have so many problems,
right, yes.
So many health problems. So,
right.
So yeah, that's actually what most of my customer base comes from.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. That's
yeah.
cool. We don't have any neighbors in downtown, and we have an Allstate agency next door. So yeah, we don't have anything like that, but we do have a lot of older customers. I think the oldest customer I've ever had was 98.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. And yeah. And she would tease her great-grandson about buying her weed from me.
Oh, my gosh.
But she would buy salve for herself and for her younger sisters, who were 94 and 95.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that people are actually using it because it works.
Yeah. So, I've read several times in the last couple of years that they think that very soon the number of people over 65 using cannabis will be larger than the millennial group.
Oh, that's perfect.
Well,
I can believe it.
Well, then they were around when, you know, in the 60s.
Right, so they know.
They know, yeah.
They know.
Yeah, and so...
If it's not good, smoke it.
Look,
yeah. Yeah, smoke them if you got them. But yeah, I mean, I know no one likes to be on a bunch of pills.
Right.
You know, and I think that the rate that they're putting elderly people with dementia symptoms and Alzheimer's in nursing homes and just sedating them until they're dead is horrible.
Right. It's very horrible. And the reason that goes back to why I started my story in the first place.
Okay.
I was dealing with a lot of anxiety issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the doctor and they wanted to prescribe me, you know, put me on all this medication,
right.
And you know, these antidepressants and all that, and so I just didn't want to go that route,
right?
And so I was introduced to CBD and I started taking it for 1 month. All of my anxiety was gone,
right?
And so I was like, oh my god, I have to sell this stuff,
right? You have to tell everybody you ever met.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, in just a minute we're going to come back from the break. And I want to talk a little bit more about that. But then I want to hear your story because you got one too.
Right, yes.
Stay with us, guys. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Kendra Kimball, the owner of Canna Benefits on Schillinger Road North in Mobile. And she was just kind of telling us how she got started and decided to open a store. And so you were saying that you had anxiety and you started using CBD. It helped. And you wanted to be able to offer that to other people. That's same as me.
Yes, yes. So I was like, yes, I have to sell this stuff because
right.
it literally works. And
right.
so I started, you know, getting my parents involved in it, my husband,
mm-hmm.
you know, aunt, uncles. So everyone loves it now.
Right. Oh, yeah. I
so,
know.
So, yeah, they go, CBD's their first option.
I'm curious, where did you buy your CBD before you owned a store?
From my aunt.
Okay.
She did it online. She
okay.
had an online business.
Okay.
And she's the one who told me to try it.
Right.
And once I tried it, I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to sell this stuff.
Yeah. See, I started the first product that I tried a couple years ago was an MLM brand. And so it was fantastic
oh, wow.
quality, but overpriced and
okay,
really hard
right.
to get, you know, and nobody knew anything about it.
Right.
And then when I was, you know, immediately wanted to tell every person I'd ever met, it's hard to explain something that you can't show them, you know, right, and that right. they already think they know
right.
what it is, and what they think they know is wrong, and they and what they think it is bad.
Right.
It's really hard.
Yeah, and I had to get really educated on it. So
thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
So that was my first thing. I was like, okay, let me educate myself on this.
There you go.
And that's when I started to take the CBD, and results were amazing.
Right.
Like within the first 2 days.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wasn't sleeping at all.
Right.
And so,
right.
You know, I know my husband's like, hey, you need to do something.
Right. No, I was on antidepressants, anxiety meds, sleep meds, blood pressure meds, and 3 years clean from opiates. So I had my chronic pain issues and migraines, but I couldn't take anything habit-forming. I couldn't take stuff like Ambien or Xanax
right.
or all that. They were all non-narcotic, but they didn't work.
They didn't work.
I was
right.
a wreck.
Right.
And I had had insomnia since my son passed away in 2004. I just couldn't sleep. If I did, it was just for a couple of hours at a time, or, you know, when my body gave out.
Right.
And even with those things, I still never really slept. And the first night after I took CBD, I slept so hard.
Right.
I woke up like, what just happened?
Look, right?
I didn't even remember what it was like to be rested.
I think a lot of people, what they don't know is it's so different from medication.
Oh, yeah. It's so
like,
different.
Medication.
That's what people relate it to.
Right. And it's so different.
Right.
Medication, you have to continue
right.
to take it, you know,
right.
all the time.
Right.
CBD is so different.
You can sometimes stop or
right.
much, much less.
Less, right. Mm-hmm. And then your body, you have
I
it in
haven't
your
ever
system.
Been able to stop taking it altogether, but I had some jacked up issues. I've had arthritis and migraines since I was a teenager.
Well, there that's because you
that,
keep going.
there are, I know. No.
You never stop in
I
risk.
Know. But there are things like that I don't, that don't bother me anymore. Like my feet, I had plantar fasciitis that I had surgery and everything. They killed me constantly and they don't bother me anymore. Like at all almost. And I mean, normal feet hurt when you've been on them all day
right,
or you walk
right.
around Disney World kind of thing, but not, they are killing me as soon as I put them on the floor in the morning and giving away all your shoes.
Right.
But I know that if I stop taking it, eventually, the inflammation that we expose ourselves to every day, because, I mean, you can't
right,
avoid
we'll come
it.
Back.
You cannot
right.
avoid it. You can eat all the best clean food, but what you breathe in, the water you shower in,
right.
is going to put toxins, heavy metals, you know, you're inhaling things, you know, things that get on your skin. You
Right. You're
nothing
absolutely
is safe
right.
anymore.
Yeah,
seriously,
that's right.
nothing is safe anymore. The animals that we eat and
yeah, none of it.
Nothing
like you say it.
So
none of it, yeah.
it will build back up, and those problems will come back. So I
and that's what they have you
it.
For, and that's what they have me for.
That's right. Well, it, and I like to tell people, you know, a lot of times when you get saturation, when you have gotten rid of or almost gotten rid of, you know, the majority of your issues. You still take a small amount, at least. It keeps your body in that cycle of flushing out toxins.
Out toxins, right.
It doesn't
right.
hold on to it so that you don't get it built back up. You prevent that
preventative
buildup.
Right.
Even though we're not supposed to use the word prevent.
Yeah, that is true.
Anyway, it keeps you from building it up and causing more issues. So if your body can stay in that state of homeostasis, it will heal itself. It's made to heal itself.
Right.
So that's why I continue to use it, because I don't run out anymore because I kind of have a lot around. But before
right.
I had the store and I could just grab it off the shelf, I would forget to order it on time and it would be a week. And about the third day, I had
right,
no friends
have,
left. Don't talk to me. I don't feel good. You
Look,
know, I
yes.
start getting achy again. You
so
know?
You want to always keep it on hand.
Right, right. Yeah. For me, well, and I have, you know, I have complex trauma syndrome also. So, you know, lots of things that you don't ever expect trigger your PTSD.
Right, right.
And, you know, but when you're even keel all the time and you're not in a state of heightened anxiety in the first place, those things are easier to deal with.
Yes, absolutely.
So speaking of stress,
mm-hmm.
tell us about what happened at your store. Okay, people, listen to this. 3 hours before my store got robbed. Tell us what happened at your store, Kendra.
Okay, so I was actually out of town.
Mm.
I was driving home from Minnesota.
I would have a heart attack.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know what to do.
You're like, my baby.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So this was January 5th, exactly at 9:38 p.m.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so a couple hours before your store. And so I got an alert to my phone that my alarm system was going off.
Right.
And it's happened before. So immediately I shut off the alarm.
Oh, no.
Yes. So not thinking it was the home alarm because my home and the business has the same alarm system.
Right.
And so I immediately cut it off.
Oh, no.
And then they call me and they's like, hey, we have activity inside your store. And I was like, oh, it's the store.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, you have to send someone over, you know, like send a cop over. And so they sent a cop over, and he noticed the door was gone. Like, they threw a brick.
Shattered.
Like, they threw a brick
ironically,
through the door.
They threw a brick, man.
Yes. And so,
all the technology advancements, all of the tools that we have at our, and we got bricks.
we got bricks. Yeah, I still have it as a souvenir.
I do too.
But so they's like, you have to come now. Someone has to come. We have to do a report.
And you're like,
and I'm like, I'm 1,000 miles away.
Right, right.
You know, so I call my mom. I send her over, and she's in bed and everything. So she sends my brother.
Yeah.
So my brother goes in and sister-in-law, and they are video recording for me while I'm on the highway.
Yeah.
They're like, look at the store.
Yeah.
And I just see glass everywhere, products everywhere. Thank God, TV's still on the wall, you know, things like that. But still, like, it was crazy.
Did he get any money?
No, they did not take any money. We don't really leave a bunch of cash in the register.
No, we don't either.
So we don't. But
but he tried.
But he tried, and I guess he wasn't too equipped on his Square app.
Again, because he used a brick, so I'm guessing he doesn't know Square.
Right. So he goes to the iPad and tries to get in the register, but
doesn't have the login.
Doesn't have the login or anything. Gets mad and throws the iPad down on the floor.
Oh, no. Oh, did it break?
It did not, because I have the screen protector.
Good for you.
So, I had the screen protector. So but the screen protector broke. So if I had not had it, then my screen would have shattered.
You've been out of an iPad, right?
Right, exactly. But, so the cops come in, do a report. And we catch everything on camera.
Right, I saw it.
I mentioned
color video.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier that I turned off the alarm.
Right.
So we know for sure he ran out when the alarm went off, and then he come back in.
Because I turned it off.
Can you believe that?
Wow. So what did he get?
He got products and look, a lot of camera exposure.
Yeah, really?
But yeah, he
What kind of products did he go for?
He did take a lot of CBD products, gummies. A lot of gummies were missing.
Yeah.
Hard candy. There was, I think right on the register, I had Jolly Pops as well. And those run for like, you know, $4.99 a piece, you know?
Yeah.
And if you got like 30 sitting right there on the register, you know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I mean he got a lot of products and also shattered my front glass door.
Right.
So I had to get all of that replaced. But fortunately, we were up and running the next day.
We were too. I was determined.
Yeah.
I was like, no way.
Yeah, so I got that glass replaced.
That's why I stayed there all night long. Who cleaned your store for you?
My lady, she works in the store.
Uh-huh.
So I have a lady that works in the store, and she cleaned it all up for me.
That was sweet.
And I did have customers coming in, stepping over glass.
Oh, wow.
but they were still coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, that is
very
loyal.
So
well,
they were like,
how did they react to it?
Oh, they were just like, oh my gosh. You know, they couldn't believe it. And,
right.
And they, you know, they just wished me the best of luck. And,
of
you know, they would continue to come in and support me,
right,
whatever,
yeah,
I do. So, yeah. So, I mean, it was bad, but then it was good because my sales were pretty high right after.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't know why. But yeah. The next couple of days, we had.
But you didn't get any kind of media coverage.
No kind of media coverage at all.
Did
so
you post about it on your page?
I did not post on my page.
Really?
So this is actually the first coverage that the story's gotten is being on this
right
radio show.
Well,
show,
right? That's well. I have to assume that's the same case for Brandon because. And what we're about to talk about next is what makes all of this even wilder. But, you know, I was mad. I was madder than a hornet. And I was like, no way, no way. And so I actually took the pictures that I did and sent them to every reporter I have met. Because I've done a few things on TV and on and on radio, and I've done things in, like for the Lanyap and a magazine. I sent it to everybody because I figured somebody
right
needs to talk about this.
Right, exactly.
And I didn't even realize at the time what had happened with you guys.
Yeah.
And that was the reason, though, that we even met.
Right, because when I got on Facebook,
right,
automatically it pops up. You know, you're talking about it.
Right.
On your Facebook. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah
this happening to her too.
Yeah.
You know, and then because I'm thinking it's random.
Right. I was too.
And I'm like,
I was
okay
too.
So
it never even occurred to me that anything else might be the case.
Right. So what made me go and look on Facebook actually is because the glass guy replaced the front glass.
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought because
okay
we're about to go to break. When we come back from the break, let's hear what the glass guy had to say, which makes this weird. We'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. This is our final segment of the show tonight. We're talking with Kendra Kimball, the owner of Canna Benefits on Schillinger Road North in Mobile. And she's just been telling us about how she was robbed in much the same way that we were robbed just 3 hours before Canabama in downtown was robbed. Brick through the window.
Yes, Jennifer. It was crazy.
Yeah. So tell us about the next day when you called for a repairman to come and fix your glass and what he said to you.
Yes. So the repairman comes in and he's replacing the glass. And he mentions while he's putting the glass in, well, they're just hitting all of you guys up, huh? And then I look at him like, what do you mean? Like, has another store been robbed? And he's like, yeah, you know. And then he's like, I just replaced one of these glass last week. And, you know, and then he says, well, he actually says a few of these glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, what? Who? You know? And
yeah
then he said, I know for sure a guy on Dolphin, you know.
Yeah,
and then
that's Brandon because he's on Dolphin and Sage. Yeah.
Right. And I didn't even know that when
yeah
he's, you know. And then I was like, what? That's weird. Because I didn't think anything of it. I'm thinking, hey, I'm just a random selected person
right
to get robbed, you know.
Well, and so didn't he say, you told me that he said that was the third one, that he had already replaced
three glasses.
So you were the fourth one.
So I was the third or fourth one.
Yeah,
that he
so
had
you
replaced,
and Brandon
right
and then one, possibly two more stores, and we cannot figure
and
out
and we can't
who
figure
it
out and neither can he because he doesn't remember.
Right.
I called him before coming, and he did not
yeah
remember the store. There's so many now.
There are.
Know?
There are. And like, I don't know a lot of the owners. Some of them, somebody will tell me about this store or that store, and I'm like, what?
Right,
where's
exactly
that at?
But Then I was like, okay, so this isn't a coincidence.
No. I mean, so that's at least four.
Right.
In a week's time.
In a week's time. And the same, you know, incidents happening. They're
right.
coming through.
Breaking the window.
Breaking the window with a brick.
Right.
You know, like, I'm like, okay, where are they getting these bricks?
I know, right?
Like, gosh.
Well, was there some kind of robber meeting? Because,
right.
you know, dumb robbers are us, you know?
Right.
They were full face on the camera. Like, they were not sophisticated in any of these situations.
Right. So, and I'm just hoping that
And compared to, you know, as far as there are a lot of CBDs.
Right.
CBD companies.
Right.
But really, I mean, 17, I think, is the last count I had in both counties. And that's
plenty.
A relatively small amount compared to, say, gas stations, pharmacies,
right.
Clothing boutiques,
right.
you know. So for 4 or 5 out of 17 total businesses in a
right.
one small, very specific niche market, all to be robbed in a 7 or 8 day maximum time period, That is not a coincidence.
No, it's not a coincidence. And now that I'm looking back on it, there had to be someone else behind it.
Right. Well, we know my landlord remembered when he went through the footage for us, he remembered the two guys that robbed me having been outside the store about 3 days before.
Wow.
And he felt like they were hanging around and watching.
Well, see, the guy next door to me from the mobility,
uh-huh.
he had camera footage as well.
Okay.
And they were hanging around the parking lot about 15 to 20 minutes before actually throwing
right.
the brick
yeah.
through.
See, we have video mm-hmm. of ours for about an hour before.
Yeah. So
and had video of him walking down the sidewalk with the brick behind his back.
Yeah, same.
And dropping it, which is why it had the big chip in it. It's like,
right.
dude, there's zero chance you're getting out of this.
Right, like it's crazy. And
yeah,
like us.
Just making sure
like,
kind of the coast was
clear. Over an hour footage.
Are any of the other businesses in your strip open that late at night?
They are. Actually, some people are open later.
Yeah.
Then
so was
I,
anybody there?
But
it
no,
was Sunday.
Everyone
was
closed. So we were all closed.
Yeah, it was Sunday night. Yeah.
Right. So, but I closed a little earlier
right.
at 6 p.m.
Right. We close at 5 on Sunday.
And there's a nail shop right next to me that closes at 7.
Yeah.
So they're open a little later.
Right.
But he came at exactly 9:38 p.m.
Right.
Sunday.
Yeah, and mine was
12:25
a.m.
Yep.
So,
it's crazy.
I know. I feel stupid and crazy saying things like this out loud, but what in the world would someone stand to gain, you know, other than, you know, the world's biggest coincidence that there happened to be 5 really bad people who were terrible robbers that wanted to break in specifically to CBD stores all in the same week, like collective. Everybody got inspiration
right.
at the same time.
Right, at the same
you know, it's
time.
Just, there's zero believability in that
and taking a little here and a little there
right
so
right
I don't
overall
understand.
The damage was minimal
right it was
I mean it could have been much worse
and I was thankful for that
absolutely
because they could have shattered all of my you know
right.
cases
right
they and
could
just
have,
put us out of business for the next day
right and
so,
they could
yeah.
have figured out how to disable cameras or something and taking everything and taking their time
right.
No, I'm grateful, too.
I'm grateful for my security system.
Right. I was a little nervous about not being in the store with my girls that work for me and feeling like, is this going to be safe for them
right.
If we didn't catch them? And fortunately, we did. They did catch them. But, you know, nobody knows who robbed you or Brandon.
Right. No one knows. And the police are still investigating and they're
right.
looking at the footage and they're going to get back with me
right.
as soon as they can figure something
well,
out.
Well, and I was hoping to find out who the other store owner or owners were
right,
before I went
too.
Back to my investigator. But I do plan to go talk to him tomorrow and let him know here are the case numbers. I wanted to be able to give him something that he could look at that's concrete. But I'm sure if those other robberies took place in Mobile, then he'll be able
right.
to find that very easily.
Oh, of course.
And, you know, if anybody listening knows anything about any other CBD stores that have been robbed, please, you know, have the owner get in touch with me. And we just want to make sure that the word gets out. And if someone is behind this or something nefarious is going on, we'd like to know, because Charlie was making a joke about CBD wars. And I was like, this ain't exactly, you know, Pablo Escobar and the Medellin cartel. This is more like the Sharks and the Jets, you know.
Right.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way. We are the, yes, the non-alcoholic version of that.
Right, right.
But, you know, I've also had some terrible experiences with people in this space, in the retail space. And so I'm not entirely surprised.
Right.
It's bold.
Right.
And I don't exactly understand what anyone that would have orchestrated it would stand to gain, because people are still shopping in our businesses and we're, you know, nothing that can't be undone happened.
Right.
But it, I don't know. It's just too weird. It's too weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Three within a week's time.
Right.
Is
two
weird.
In the same night.
Two
with
in
the
same
brick,
night.
Probably. The same
brick. No, it's not the same brick because you have your brick. I have
right,
mine.
Right.
So they're getting the bricks from somewhere.
Yeah. There's a brick. There's somewhere there's a pile of bricks.
Right.
Y'all need to get them bricks under control.
Right.
Community bricks.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
so not a coincidence.
Okay. If anybody has any information about any of these robberies or any other robberies or any issues of safety that relate to any other CBD stores, like I say, we'd love to know what those are so that we can take care of each other.
Right.
No matter what anybody else thinks, I think we should all work together and help each other.
This
is part of that. You know,
that's
we're
right.
all trying to accomplish the same goal, or at least we say we are. And some of us, you know, care that the other one is succeeding because there's enough space for everybody.
For everyone.
Yep. And there's lots of people still to help. I really appreciate you being on the show. Tell us again what your address is and what your phone number is.
Again, thank you for having me. We're located at 951 Schillinger Road North, Suite C. That's Mobile, Alabama. We're down from the flea market, located in the same shopping center as Top Nails and Mobile Mobility.
All right. Well, we are located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown and 2090 Schillinger Road South in West Mobile on the opposite end of Canna Benefits. So you can get Cannabama or Canna Benefits.
Yes.
Either way, you can get some Canna.
Right?
All right. Well, I'm just hoping that, I don't know, some good comes of this.
I think
you know,
it will.
I
a
think
good friendship.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Brandon,
I got
too.
To meet
he
you
had to
and
leave.
Brandon.
But Brandon
you
is
guys
great.
Are amazing.
I'm so excited, you know,
yeah.
because it's not always friendly out here.
Right.
And thank you also for coming to the water class. That
You're
was
welcome.
Exciting.
You're welcome.
And I'm sure we'll have you back soon. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank
and we'll be here next week at 7 p.m.